reporter from NFL Network. Jeff, good to see you. How you doing, man?
Good. Good to be here. You know, good to be back home. It was in lovely Jacksonville for the whole week.
I was going
to
say, you spent the week.
I actually had a great time in Jacksonville. You know, it's no South Florida, but I actually had a very good week there. So I am still nonetheless happy to be home.
From North Florida to South Florida. And yes. We'll talk a little bit actually about the Jaguars in a little bit. But we don't want to focus on the Dolphins as you're covering them sure. today. And take a look at what they've done so far. They take Juwan James in the first round, Jarvis Landry in the second round, the wide receiver, and then another offensive lineman in Billy Turner from North Dakota State. So far, Dennis Hickey's first draft yeah. is the Dolphins general manager. What do you see the imprint that he's doing here based on the needs that the team had?
I'm fine with it. And I know it's not a sexy draft. I know you look at a guy like Juwan James and say, did you have to get him there? The reason I'm okay with it and the reason I like what Hickey has done since he got here is just that he doesn't seem to be overthinking anything. It's been a situation from the beginning, whether it's the free agent signings or whether it's these guys in the draft. It's, you know, you want to fill needs, but I know everybody wants to say you got to go with value too, or, you know, but I just think that at some point it's important to get guys that you do need and to fill those needs with guys that you believe in and make sure you have a combination of those two factors. And I just think Hickey from the beginning, you know, going out and getting a left tackle in free agency and finding the best guy available there and then drafting a right tackle with your first pick. Like, I just think that sometimes we overthink these things too much and it's best to just have a simplified approach.
Well, and yeah, and there was a lot of talk, especially from a fan perspective, about couldn't the Dolphins trade down from 19 and get better value on this whole thing? And that's easier said than done. I mean, you're around a lot of NFL circles all the time. I mean, we talk to people from every market, you know, from picks 1 through 18 before the Dolphins selected, and I heard from a majority of them, they said, well, we'd love to move down here. It's a lot easier said than done.
It's so important to realize it's easier said than done. And the one thing, like, I'm not a scout, nor do I ever claim to be. The only thing I really have conviction in at all with the draft is, especially in the first round, if you have a guy that you believe in, that you want, take him when you pick. Don't punish yourself because of where you select in the draft. And I think that it's a lesson that I defended Ireland when he took Tannehill, despite people saying, you reached at 8. You could have gotten him at 20. If you believe a guy is your franchise quarterback, you take him at 8. You don't mess with that. And it's the same thing with the Jaguars. If you believe Blake Bortles is your franchise guy and you've had conviction in that for months, don't punish yourself because you're selecting at 3 instead of 10. Take him at 3. Because if you trade down to 8 and the Bucks take him at 7 and he becomes the franchise guy for that organization successfully so, and it's because you just wanted to get an extra pick in the third round, just take the guy when you can get him. And that's what I would say in this situation. If they had hesitation that at 20 the Cardinals were gonna wind up landing him, then listen to that and get the guy at 19.
Jeff, it seems like teams, fans, nobody has patience anymore.
Yep.
So the Dolphins had conviction and take their guy James with the 19th pick.
Mm-hmm.
Does he need to be a day one starter because other people had him rated maybe not as high as the Dolphins?
Not because of where he was drafted. He needs to be a day one starter because of the Dolphins situation at right tackle. But I mean, I think that's part of why, you know, and the other thing is Hickey's in his first draft here with the Dolphins. And, you know, I understand people are saying, did he reach for him? Look, he needed a right tackle. I mean, it's at some point you also have to look at this. I mean, we get it ingrained into our heads that you have to pick based on your board and not based on your needs. Look, that's ridiculous. You need to pick at some point when you don't have an offensive line and you want your quarterback to take the next step. You have to pick based on your needs. You cannot look at this offensive line right now. If you're the Seahawks,
yeah,
and you've put yourself based on the drafts that you've mm-hmm. picked based on need and successfully done so because of your scouting efforts and your ability to create a culture, it works, and then you can start to have that luxury. But right now, the Dolphins don't have that.
Can the Dolphins plug these two picks, James and Turner, in and let them learn on the job? May not be perfect opening week or even preseason, but I go back to when I was drafted, Richmond Webb and I, they put us in from the first OTA minicamps back then. First minicamp, we took every single snap of preseason except for 3. Every single one of them wasn't pretty, but we learned on the job. We started opening day, and it was –
I think it very much, in my opinion, depends on the mentality of the player too, which we'll have to learn about the makeup. And I know it's a sensitive name to bring up around here, but from a football perspective, Jonathan Martin, that was a lot of pressure on him to come in and have to make that impact right away. And it did take a toll on him, regardless of all of the other drama. That did take a toll on him. So when we look at these guys that they've drafted, the question is, are they capable of stepping in there? Billy Turner, from everything I've heard, as much as he might be a raw guy, he's also a guy that's playing on his toes, and he's going to get in there and just push people around. So that mentality suggests to me that that's a guy you throw in there to the fire because he wants it. If it's a guy that maybe can't handle that, then I think you have to finesse him in a little bit.
Jeff Darlington, reporter from NFL Network, joining us here on Fins on the Clock. And Jeff, I'm curious as far as all the people you talk to around the league in terms of, we know kind of the expectation level for first round pick, but yep, the second round yeah picks, because we see Jarvis Landry selected, and we're kind of trying to figure out where he fits in the right mix amongst all these Dolphins wide receivers.
As he's sitting with 2 second round picks, but continue.
But what's the overall feel you get from NFL teams as far as the expectation level for second?
Well, round, and I think that's where we talk about first round and conviction, I was speaking to the idea in the first round specifically about conviction, where you need to pick a guy that you want when you can get him. Landry, will find out. I know that is an interesting one. Look, if they think that he is, you know, the next Anquan Boldin, I think Dolphins fans should chill out, even though there's no need, because guess what? The same Dolphins fans are the ones that also ripped the organization for have passing on Anquan Boldin like 6 times in his career. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you want the team, you can't retrospectively in 4 years say, look, Landry is a star in the NFL. Look, when we picked, we could have had him. He was still on the board. We could have taken him. So it's so easy. The draft is such a brutal thing because of that perspective. It's like we want to retrospectively rip a team for not taking a guy, but at the same time, the day of the draft, we rip them for taking him. So if Landry turns out to be a stud, who cares where right he plays? I personally like the pick, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out and see what happens. That's the beauty of the NFL draft. We've got to wait till training camp to get
wait till like 4 years. We got to wait till training camp.
We can't go back to last Friday.
I was going to say to get our first impression of the picks. Yes,
we can't determine their legacy until at least the next OTA.
Yes, we got a ways to go.
Rookie mini camp is next week. That's when we can decide whether these guys are potential.
They don't have only any shoulder pads or helmets.
Hey, Jeff. Really appreciate it. I know you got to do a hit on NFL Network. Thanks for the network for bringing you back down here to South Florida from North Florida.